This is Parsha, Parshas Behar v'Chukosai. Parshas Behar discusses the Mitzvah Shemitah. The Mitzvah Shemitah is a chiyuv every seventh year. Every farmer has a chiyuv, a mitzvah to say not to work his field and to leave it empty. The pasuk in Tehillim that says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov in Perek Kuf Gimel Pasuk Chaf. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov Gibori Koyach Oisei Devaroi Lishmoya B'Kol Devaroi. Chazal say that this pasuk is referring to Shomri Shvius, that Malachov Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, the angels which are Gibori Koyach, says. Say Chazal in the Medrash Rabbah Vayikra Aleph, that Gibori Koyach are Shomri Shvius, those that keep Shemitah. Why? G'noig Shva Olam, says the Medrash, a person can do a mitzvah for one day, for one week, for one month, but a whole year to go see your field empty. Yeshcha Gibor Gavu Mizeh. You have a stronger person greater than this, a person that does not work his field, that's Gibori Koyach. And Chaim Shulovitz in Sichas Musa explains, what's this Gibor, what's this Gevura, what's this strength that Shomri Shvius have? What is the pasuk referring to that they're strong? Says Chaim Shulovitz, is referring to the Koyach to overcome the Yetzer Hara. They have gevura, they have shlita, they have control over themselves. That's why they compare to malachim. Malach of geburi karech. Malach is someone who has shlita. He eats a heart that has no control over him. And therefore, someone that's able to control himself and not work his field for an entire year is a gibor, like a malach, which has complete control over the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara has no shlita, no control over them. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Peches says, and when Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh v'nishma, a baskel went out and said, Mi gilul bonai rozeh, who told my children this secret, Loshoin shemalachei asharis mishtamshin boy. The Malachi Asharis used this Loshoin and quotes the pasuk we just mentioned, I said the Voroi, the Shmoya Bekol the Voroi. That a Malach does and then listens. What does it mean he does? He's Muchan, he's prepared to do before he even hears. He doesn't have to hear, he's prepared to do. So too, when Klai Yisrael said, Nase will do, and then Nishma, they had the Madrega Malachim. And this is a pasuk, the same pasuk of that Chazal Darshan on Shomri Shvius. The Shomri Shvius are what? Gebori Koyach, Oisei Devaroi, Lishmoya B'Kol Devaroi. They also have this madrega of Naaseh L'Nishma. The question is, what's the connection of Shomri Shvius that they also have the madrega of Naaseh before Nishma? Like Klai Yisrael, that do Nase, that said Nase before Nishma. Chaim Shlomitz explains that in order to keep Shemitah, you can't make any cheshbonos, you can't make any practical cheshbonos and say, is it practical? Could I really take off a year? Will I have the money? Could I afford it? How will I support my family? If a person starts thinking and starts to figure out, is he able to do it or not, he won't be able to keep Shemitah. He has to be a Nase. He has to say, I'll do it. Before the Nishma, he has to come to Emunah to really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mitzvah, he's going to do it. Before the Nishma, before the thinking about it and hearing it and contemplating, could I do it or not? So too by Kabbalah Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Klal Yisrael, do you want the Torah? So one would have thought is responsible to think and ask, let me hear, what is written in the Torah? Is it too challenging? Is it too difficult? That would be the most responsible response to answer if we could really honestly keep the Torah. But Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh. They had a Muna. They believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah. They have a Muna B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that they could do it. They trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Toiv and a Meitiv. They didn't make any Cheshboi noise. And they just did the Torah. They said, yes, we'll keep the Torah. That's the connection of Hashem HaShviyas that is Anasa, Oysa Devaroi, the Shmoya B'kol Devaroi, and the Kabbalah Torah. They both are Nasa, they both do it without making any Cheshbonis. Why? Because they have B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're able to do it even before the Nishma. Says the Mechaim Shalavasi further, this mitzvah Shemitah is given to every Yid. It's not only given to a Yid that is Yechidei Skula, a special Oyved, a special Chassid, a special Yerushimayim. Every single Yid has a mitzvah to keep Shemitah, to be able to leave his field for an entire year, to be Batech B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and be Naseh before the Nishma. Says the Chaim Shalevis, it shows us the roibimus, the godless of every Yid. That every Yid, even every simple Yid, it has the koyach to totally give himself up and be like a madrig of a malach. Gebore koyach, malach of gebore koyach, be like an angel to do the var Hashem. It shows the beauty. It shows the milah of who a Yid is. Maybe we could add the Ramban, the end of Parashas Bereishis. Ramban says on the Pasuk, Elokim Asas Adam Yashar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam Yashar. That's the Lashon Pasuk. The Ramban adds, Liyos Kimalache Yasharis B'nefesh Shenosem Boy. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person Yashar? A person gave a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach to a person to be like a malach b'nefesh shenosem boy. This koyach to be like a malach, this koyach haneshama, able to control the Yetzer Hara, to be a gibor, be able to be a nase, the full betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and totally be ma'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the koyach that we all have, every Yid has, and now the koyach of Klal Yisrael. How we accept the Torah is Anasim and Ishma. The second parasha that we're reading this week is Bichu Kaisai. The Torah starts off in Bichu Kaisai Telechu, that's in Mitzvayse Tishmaru. So Rashi says, we already mentioned the mitzvahs. So what's the extra word in Bichu Kaisai Telechu? That because of this, you be zeichet to all the brachas, the Satan Geshmecham Itam, that's our Spiria. What's in Bichu Kaisai Telechu? Says Rashi, Shetiu Amel Matara. If a person's Amel Matara, he'll be zeichet to all the brachas, all parnasa, baruchnis, begashmias. So the Gemara of Vodazarat of Hayim and Aleph says, Ein im el loshen tachanunim. And it brings down the pasuk, Im Bichu Kaisai Telechu. Im, Hashem begging us, Hashem begging to be Amel Matara. So we have asked ourselves, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu begging Klal Yisrael, please be Amel B'Torah more than all other 613 mitzvahs? What's special about the Amel B'Torah, which is so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischanein with Klal Yisrael to please be Amel B'Torah. Perhaps Pshat is, the Chazal say, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created Yetzahara. Yetzirah is very strong and tries to get a person not to have an ounce of Olam Haba. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I create a Torah Tavlin, a Torah that is able to overpower the Yetzirah. For it's Mavur, that which Torah, only Torah with a Melus. A Torah with a Melus is the only way that you're able to overpower the Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please, Im Bechukai say, I'm begging you, please be Amal B'Torah. Because the only way to survive, to be Emes HaOvid Hashem, is with a Melus B'Torah. We could add, perhaps, that the Gemara in Shabbos, HaPeches, the end of the Gemara that we mentioned before, the Gemara says in Klal, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mekabel the Torah, the Malachim had a big taina that said, Mal Yilud Isha Beinenu. What is this Yilud Isha? Born from a lady, he's Taiva, he's Gashmius, he's Chumrius. The Torah is Kadosh, the Torah is pure. What is he doing us? What is he doing here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Kabel Torah Uba. He came to Mekabel Torah. So the Malachim said, what? You're going to give the Torah to this person? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer. Answer them. So the Gemara says, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Anoichi Hashem Alkecha Shehasich Meretz Mitzrayim. Did you go out of Mitzrayim? You didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Ayilach Alekim Acherim. It does apply to you. And it goes on a whole list. Kabbalah Sevicha Asimecha. You don't have any parents. And then it says a signoif, a sirtzach, and then it says klum yitzahara, klum kino yesh b'neichem, klum yitzahara yesh b'neichem, miyad hoydoloi. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu said klum yitzahara yesh b'neichem, they admitted to Moshe Rabbeinu that you deserve the Torah. See, the deacon in the Gemara, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said anoich Hashem alkecha shasichem ha'asayim, it wasn't enough to convince the Malachim. Kabbalah Sevicha Asimecha, you don't have any parents, it wasn't enough to convince the Malachim. But when he said, Klum Yetzahari Yesh B'neichem, then that convinced the Malachim. So her pshat, the beautiful pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Malachim, for you, Torah is extra. For you, Torah, you can use the Torah to understand, to machadish, to learn Torah Hashem. For you, Torah is an extra thing. For all, you have no Yetzahara. We have a Yetzahara. Parasi Yetzahara, Parasi Torah Tavlin. We can't live without the Torah. Without the Torah, the Yetzahara is going to take control over us. Therefore, since we need the Torah, it's our chayim, our life, we can't live without the Torah. Therefore, since we can't live without the Torah, it's a necessity. And therefore, Miyad Hagdalay, the Malachim agreed, yes, Klai said, deserve the Torah. But the only way to be Zeicha, to be kind to the Torah, and we be Zeicha to Meskama Yitzhara, is with that Melus B'Torah, and the more we'll be Amul B'Torah, we'll be Zeicha to all the Brachas, and if they realize that Melus, every ounce of Amelus, in the actual learning, and even the preparation to go learn, the waking up, the traveling, all every ounce of effort is included in the Melus B'Torah, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll all be Zeicha, B'Zchus, the Melus B'Torah that we have, B'Zeicha to all the Brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to give us. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.